And right before it, he said, and the word was the revelation of who?
Men.
The light of who? Men.
Right.
He's saying we touch the one who told us who we really are.
Yes. Yes.
We handled him. This was the one who made all of us, the creator of all things. The word came in flesh, told us who we were, put us back at one, and we're here to tell you it happened just like God said.
Amen.
The Messiah has come. We've touched him.
Yes, 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 yes.
Amen.
Woo! Verse 2, the life was manifested, and we have seen. Now this is going to be heavy. You have to hold on. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life. See, when you read the first part, you have to understand. He's telling you they saw into the supernatural.
Yeah.
And we saw the fulfillment or the wholeness of eternal life. He's telling you what they saw. Look, he said it right here. Eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifest to us. In other words, this life and the totality of eternal life of all creation is the Word. Do we agree?
Yes.
That Word put on human clothes.
Yes.
Came down like us, but had in it the secret of who we are.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
We didn't know who we were, but he did.
Yes.
And he's saying here, our hands touched him. And in touching him, we could see in him.
Yes.
And we saw the eternal life that's available for us.
Yes.
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 Amen.
Mm, yes.
And he said, it's in the Word.
Yes.
It's in the Word. He said, so we have to go back to the Word.
Yes.
And we have to go back to our source.
Yes.
So that we can find out who we are and that we can have eternal life.
Come on.
Not in the here, by and by. He's talking now. You need to see the full, the fulfillment of heaven on earth.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. He's not talking about when you die. He's talking about now. He said, we have seen and we touched his hand and the eternal life is in us working. He's not talking when you die. He said, no, you don't have to concern yourself with eternal life if you live right in Christ as your Lord. You know where you're going.
Amen.
Come on.
You know where you're going. He's not talking about then. That's not an issue. He's saying now.
Right.
You need to be experiencing eternal life now.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. Oh, boy. We are a returning word. And you're going to see that. John 20, verse 17. We're going to park here. Then I'm going to give you five things that will help you. Let's do the five things first. Go to John chapter 20 and wait right there. And I'll give you the five things quickly. And then you're going to see how this works. Glory to your name, Father. Good word, Father.
Yes.
Help us. Help us. Now, I want you to write, if you're taking notes, 1 through 5. I'm going to give you the first part, and then after I read this passage, I'll give you the conclusion. I'll just give you the conclusion at one time now for time's sake. That way, write 1 through 5. If you're taking notes on your tablet, 1 through 5, you're going to have to hit 1, you know, boom, 2, boom, 3, because I'm going to read them pretty quick, not fast, but quick. I want you to understand 5 things that a returning word must do every day to see the eternal life on earth. You ready?
Yes.
Number 1, prayer. What is prayer? It's simply communication with heaven.
Yes.
Number 2, worship. What is worship? Magnifying God and you decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have real worship, you decrease.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, because it's not about you. You don't even fit in.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is, you'll see in a moment that the Spirit of God will take over to the point and consume you to the point where you're so to the point you almost fall out.
Yes.
And it's not just fall out religiously. You're laying on the floor because the presence is so heavy your body can't contain it.
Yes.
So you lay down as a show of reverence and respect.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh boy, you'll get there. Number 3, the word. The word. Renewing your mind and increasing your faith. That's why you have to spend time in the Word. Yeah. It renews your mind. Because you got 80,000 words coming at you a day.
Yes.
Need to renew your mind.
Yes.
Number four, self-examination. Which means acknowledging shortcomings in your heart and life.
Yes.
Acknowledging shortcomings in your heart and life. I want to be clear. I did not say life and heart. I said heart and life. Every sickness or disease or things going on with you starts inside and works out. So unless you take care of the inner, the exterior will not change. It will be pharmaceutical. And Jesus said on the outside, they look like white sepulchers and they look beautiful. He said, but on the inside, they're full of dead man's bones. In other words, you have all the potential showing everybody your religious antics, but on the inside, you have no contact with heaven.
Amen.
So what is he saying here? Self-examination. In other words, how am I doing really, God? Is my attitude really good, or am I still lying, stealing? Come on, let's be real. Let's check it out. What's going on? Self-examination is very important. Now watch. These are things we're supposed to do daily. This is not once a month. And number five, truth. Truth. Walking in the Spirit and obeying the Word. If you obey the Word, you walk in the Spirit. If you don't obey the Word, you are walking in the flesh. It's just that simple. When you know to do what's right and you don't, the Bible says it will be counted as sin to you.
Come on.
So those are the five things. I'll read them quickly. Number one, prayer, communication with heaven. Number two, worship, magnifying God and you decreasing. Number three, the Word, renewing your mind and increasing your faith. Number four is self-examination, acknowledging shortcomings in your heart and life. And number five, truth, walking in the Spirit and obeying the Word. Unless you do those things daily, you are not and will never experience the eternal life he's talking about. We are a returning word. We are dependent upon the Word every day.
Amen.
That's why the writer said his mercies are new when? Every morning. Every opportunity you get throughout the day, you are supposed to get in God's face. And you're supposed to examine yourself. That's why the writer said, let a man first examine himself.
Yes.
Because if God examines you, that means that's the final judgment.
Yeah.
You don't want the final judgment.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're in the earth realm, everything can be changed.
Uh-huh.
But the moment you go into eternity, it's permanent.
Uh-huh.
Are you understanding?
Yeah.
So as long as you are on the earth, things can change.
Yeah.
The moment your feet are feet up, in other words, when your feet look like the number 11, you good. 11 is good.
Okay.
Straight up is bad. Say it with me. 11 is good. Straight up is bad. Straight up, you have no dominion. That's why Jesus on the cross asked God to forgive the guards.
Yes.
He said, Father, the soldiers that did this to me, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why? Because his feet was not on the earth.
Amen.
He was on the cross.
Yes.
He had no dominion.
My God.
He had no authority to say anything.
Wow.
He was between heaven and earth. That's why when you're in the birthing canal, they try to tell you, you have no authority. But watch this. But because your parents' feet are on the earth, you have all authority.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, you got to get this. Because mom's feet is on the earth, you have authority.
That's it.
Right.
You'll get that later. John 20, chapter 17. We're going to park here, then we're going to make a declaration, and we're going to worship our Father. I can sense the atmosphere is very charged in here with the power of the Most High. And I so thank you, Father, that you would choose and allow us to be a part of your family again. So many times we've disappointed you. But I thank you. I thank you that you didn't forget us. And that you honor your word daily. See, he doesn't honor his word yearly. He honors it daily. That means, now you're going to have to hold on, this is heavy. That means that to God, the day is the same.
Yes.
That's why the writer said today, he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. But in heaven, there is no night. Since there's no sun going down and sun coming up, to him it's the same.
Yes.
So he honors it just like when he first spoke it. That's why you return to him every day, because you're telling him, these are the things you told me, and this is what I've seen. And he said, remember, I said, not us, He said, when my word goes out of my mouth, it won't return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I sent it to do. In other words, I'll take the responsibility if you remind me.
Yes.
I'm the word, you are a word. So in other words, watch this. If my word, now I'm saying God, is not costing you to burst forth or to move forward, you let me know. And I'll take care of it. Because the moment I send it to you, I'm expecting results.
Right.
The reason I sent it to you is because that was the purpose.
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
The reason I sent it to you is because that's my judgment.
I'm right.
The reason I sent it to you is because that's your answer.
Yes.
Come on, that's why he sent this word. And the writer said he sent this word and the word healed them.
Yes.
So he's saying, no matter what's going on with you, what's going on with you? Come here. What's going on with you? He said, I can heal you. He said, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, I can heal you. The problem is, we don't understand healing. Healing is in the word. And it says, by his stripes you have been healed. By his stripes you have been healed. By his stripes you have. It's not coming. It's already here. You have been healed. His word will not return until the whole healing manifestation. So the word is still in you working.
Yes.
The word is in you working.
Yes.
Until you break out and say, I'm healed.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what people don't understand. That's what breaking out is. Breaking out isn't just you emotionally running around. Breaking out is you stand up giving God glory because the pain is gone.
Yeah.
Because the weights are gone.
Yeah.
Because everything that was trying to hold you is gone. And you're lifting your hands because you're like, the weight is gone. It's happened. It's happened. It's happened. And the writer said, and they went away giving God glory. Why? Because the answer has shown up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to your name,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Father.
Woo! See, everything in your life, God pre-ed you before you came here.
Yes.
God pre-ed you with every answer you would need because he gave you his word.
Yes.
Everything in your life, you've been pre-ed. There's nothing that's going to happen to you that you are not equipped to overcome.
Yes.
Not one thing can do anything to you. The reason it works is because we don't have understanding of being a word. And because we have no revelation of being a word, we say another word. And another word establishes a different kingdom that has already been judged according to the anti-judgment, which means we have to stay where we're at, and we have like a chain on us, and we're standing there giving God glory, but our heart is far from him because we can't participate, so we emotionally ascend to a place that's spiritually. And we get frustrated because we're like, I'm trying, it's not working, I'm leaving church. He said, church isn't the problem. The problem is your understanding, the revelation of who I am and who you are. Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.